This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company on this Wednesday. We're looking ahead to the weekend, to Friday, to Valentine's Day, and also Saturday as well, when there are two concerts taking place in two of the city libraries here in the capital. Leifur Gunnarsson is one of the performers, also the artistic director for this concert and other concerts that take place as well. And you're a double bass player, but I can. Is that the double bass there in the case?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me about these concerts then, because they're taking place on Valentine's Day and on Saturday, three performers, of which you are one, completely free, which we'll get into. Tell me about the Valentine's concerts.
It is always good to work with a theme. So when I looked at the calendar, I just picked out those nice days ahead of us, and Valentine's Day is a positive day, and I selected to work with that theme for this month's concert. The performers are Marina Ósk, a beautiful singer, and Kjartan Baldursson, a guitarist, and I guess he will be playing both electric guitar and acoustic, and maybe also lap steel. That is kind of a guitar that is lying vertically.
Oh, okay, like a slide guitar.
A slide, yes, slide thing. Yes.
So I'm thinking then, with a double bass and a guitar and a vocal, that's maybe quite jazzy?
Well, it is, and we all have a jazz background, but we are doing this in another direction.
Okay.
So I used to run a strictly jazz concerts in the libraries, but like 2 years ago, we rebranded the series. So now we're working with just like popular music,
all kinds of
styles. In this concert, you can expect to hear like maybe some old swing area music, but also music from very recent new compositions, 80s music, just to name few.
Obviously, the theme is around Valentine's Day. I think one of the questions you're trying to answer with music is, what is love?
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
I was going to ask if you'd be doing Hathaway. Or maybe Howard Jones, was that another one? Is that the 80s song that you're doing?
Howard Jones? Time after time.
Okay, yeah. Cyndi Lauper. So there's a real mix there coming up.
Yeah, there's a real mixed up program.
These concerts, or the concerts that you direct, have been taking place and do take place regularly at the city libraries. They are free, they happen at lunchtime. The Reykjavik City Library is spread across 8 different branches, I think, throughout the city. This is a great chance for people to just get together and enjoy some free music.
It is, and the idea behind this series is to bring culture and music closer to the people of the suburbs. So I started out in Breiðholt in Gerðuberg. I guess that was 2014. So we just celebrated 4 years of running this series, and then we added, with this great success we had in turnout, like people seemed to like it, that gave us the possibility to spread it around the city. So we started going to Grafarvogur as well. For some years we also did concerts in Grófin, the main library.
So these ones are taking place. You mentioned Gerðuberg. That's where the Friday concert is happening on Valentine's Day in Breiðholt. And then on the Saturday, you're at Spungin.
We're at Spungin in Grafarvogur.
Yeah, okay. So a chance, as you say, for those outside of the city centre to enjoy these concerts. They are free, 12:15 in Gerðuberg, and then 1:15 the following day on the Saturday at Spungin. And then, as we say, you direct these artistic concerts throughout the year. Big plans already for the next set of concerts?
Yes. In approximately a month, we have like another singer, another female singer, Helga Margaret. She will be putting together a set with music composed by female composers. There will also be musically all over the place.
And when you organize these concerts, what sort of response do you get from people that come along?
Well, we have a set of regulars who turn out every time. I mean, I get a very positive response, and if I wouldn't get a positive response, I wouldn't be doing this for 10 years.
Yeah. I think what's really great about this and other events at the library is that it shows how important libraries are, because as we move into a digital world and people have their Kindles and people maybe don't feel the need to borrow a book from a library, it's great that they're doing other things as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is truly great. They are like a platform. They are a meeting point.
Yes. And these concerts are all free?
They're all free. You can sometimes joke around with the entry is free and the exit is free.
The details of both of those gigs on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio. Hopefully we can talk again and you can tell me more about some of the other concerts taking place throughout the year.
I'd love that.
Leva, thanks very much indeed. It's Roof English Radio. My name's Darren Adam and you can get in touch anytime. We're english@ruv.is.
There's more from Roof English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/english. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.